We're going to pick up today pretty much where we left off last week, and in some ways this may seem like, didn't we just say this last week? That's on purpose. We're at the beginning of a new year, so this beginning in the Gospel of Mark, this beginning of 2024 for our church is, again, some things are worth repeating, and so we're going to revisit Mark 1 today and ask some questions about who we are as the people of God. And so this may seem like at least the beginning as old-fashioned sermon of 3 points in a scripture, and that's on purpose too. It's not 3 points the sermon, it's more like 3 introductions. And so wasting no time getting to the first one. What is our focus? So as the people of God, looking at the Gospel of Mark and looking at ourselves and the dwelling in the Word passage that we started last week and this week, what's going to be our focus this year? Now, going into 2024, there are all kinds of things vying for our attention as just people in the world. All kinds of things are saying, here's where you need to place your attention in 2024. We want to say at the beginning that as a church, it's not going to be a bad place to start to say our focus is going to be on love, joy, peace, those kinds of things. These are gifts of God's Spirit, according to Scripture. That when you open yourself to the Spirit of God, when you say, I'm going to follow God, these are the things that characterize your life. I open myself to God. I then become a person of love, of joy, of peace, and all the things that go with that. But we are not just inactive participants. It's not just a matter of saying, okay, I'm opening my life to God, and so now I get to be a person of love and a person of joy and a person of peace. Instead, it's thinking of, have these gifts from God, but what do we do participating with them? We look for opportunities to choose love when the world tries to say, you need to choose hate in this situation. We don't just talk about joy as an idea, but we look for opportunities to participate in it and to actually be people of joy. There are times, and this is going to sound familiar, there are times in your life when you might be tempted to drift towards not peace. But as the people of God, we instead choose the way of peace. What is our focus? From the Gospel of Mark, the very beginnings of Mark say that these are the beginnings of good news. What's your focus going to be this year? What is our focus going to be as a church? It's going to be where the Gospel of Mark begins. And that is with good news. Now, here at the beginning of January, it's probably pretty easy to say our focus is going to be on good news. But next month is February, and then there's March, and then there's later in the year, July, and then there's going to be November and December. Don't forget how we began, and it's how the Gospel of Mark begins. Our focus is on good news. And then second, we said this last week, but just to put it back out in front of us, we're doing sort of a calling all artists in order to say this is not just a bunch of ideas at the beginning of the year. You all are some of the most creative people I've ever been around in my life. Baring, if it's characterized by any number of things, one of the things that Baring is known for and has been known for years is we've got an awful lot of creative people. You like to make things. You like to write things. You like to create things. And so along those lines, here's your opportunity. Take the dwelling in the Word passage and look at all of the virtues, gifts of God's Spirit, all of the things that make up those, and find a way to create and express it. Because whenever I look, for example, at something that you have made and you said, I have made this out of love, it influences the way that I look at it. And so just again, to put on display our life in Jesus and we live this together. It's a visual. It's to visualize this commitment that we're making this year. I put up these three examples last week just as a way to say, you don't have to be Renoir. You don't have to be, you know, the greatest songwriter in the world. Just look for ways to put these things on display. So go write love in the sand and take a picture of it. If you see a moment of joy, you know, take a picture of it and say, there's what joy looks like. If you are a painter and you can say, here is what I picture whenever I hear the word peace, paint something. I have someone that's already told me last week, oh, here's what I might do. And then she came up to me today and said, I started my love cross stitch. So it's already in the works. So this is happening. So this is something that we can do together this year just as a way to put these things on display. And then where we picked up last week in the Gospel of Mark, particularly where we are going to go from the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4 a little bit later in the year, but we've already started kind of picking this up in the adult class. Mark begins, and this is from Ben Witherington, as a way of saying, here is the good news for the ministering community. Like the virtues as just something that we have to participate in, Mark does not say, I'm going to write the stories and the teachings and the life of Jesus so that you'll know something more about Jesus. Mark writes the Gospel of Mark to us so that we, as the recipients of the Gospel of Mark, might be a ministering community together. Now, this is our heritage at Bearing, to be sure. But so many here today have been grafted into the life of Bearing through the years. So this has to be a commitment that we make together, even on a day like today, not just an ideal from the past. And so today, at the beginning of the year, let's say outright, as we open 2024, we're going to explore who it is to be the ministering community. For example, last week in the adult class, we opened a passage out of Mark from Mark 2:23 to 3:6. And it's a passage about how the community is trying to figure out what it means to be Sabbath people. What does this look like day to day to practice Sabbath? And Jesus kind of turns some things on their ear, as Jesus does in the Gospel of Mark. And pretty much one of the outcomes of this story is to look at Jesus and the people and say, what is the Sabbath really supposed to be about? And what that story seems to come down on, and you're welcome to read this, and I encourage you to read it, but Jesus seems to come down on people come first. That people come first. That when we are trying to figure out what does this mean to be the ministering community, people come first. But how do we get ready for that? How do we prepare? Well, this takes us back to the beginning. So, hear now the word of the Lord from Mark 1, 1 through 11, again. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair
with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." There are so many things going on in that passage. And where we camped out last week in Mark 1 was at the baptism of Jesus. But before that happens, before we get to the baptism of Jesus, let's go back to the very beginning, and say, what is Mark trying to do? How is Mark, in writing the gospel, trying to help shape us as the community of God's people? And it all begins in that opening statement, the beginnings of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The good news. This is good news that we are dealing with. When we, as the people of God, say, what are we supposed to be up to this year? We begin at the beginning, and the beginning is in good news. Now, the other thing to emphasize out of this passage for what we are supposed to be doing as the people of God in 2024 comes down to the statement, prepare the way of the Lord. Who are we going to be in 2024? We are going to be people who prepare the way of the Lord. One thing, though, in this translation, I'm reading just straight out of the old NIV, and I'll tell you why later. When Isaiah the prophet is quoted, the way that this translation writes it is, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. Prepare the way of the Lord. Old translations used to translate the implied subject. You know what I mean by this? Let's go back to old high school English. Prepare the way of the Lord. What's the subject of that sentence? You. You remember those? You had to write the sentence and you had to write in parentheses, you prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare, in the old like translations, it would be ye. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Which ye is just old shorthand term for the way we would translate it properly today, which would be y'all. Y'all prepare the way of the Lord. It's not single you. See, this is where in an individual society we're going to hear, you prepare the way of the Lord. Me? I have to prepare the way of the Lord? How in the world am I going to prepare the way of the Lord? No, it's y'all. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. So what are we supposed to be doing as the people of God in 2024, and how can we do this together? We together. It's not your responsibility that you have to single-handedly prepare the way of the Lord. Instead, as we sing that old song, it's y'all. We. Let us together prepare the way of the Lord. What's the good news? The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we prepare the way of the Lord? We live lives in the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a one-to-one, here's this and here's this. The good news of Jesus Christ, this is how we prepare the way of the Lord. So today is about preparing. This month is about preparing. It's about preparing yourselves and us preparing together. So some of you, depending on when you were born, remember an old musical called Godspell. So those of you who never seen God spell may also be those who never seen Jesus Christ Superstar, because they pretty much go hand in hand. But Godspell was Broadways and musicals trying to figure out a way to tell the story of Jesus in a way that would be accessible to the next generation. Right, that was the motivation behind these projects. Let's get the story of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus out to the next generation. That sound familiar at all? Isn't this what we're always doing? We're trying to get the message and the life and teachings of Jesus out to the next generation. This is what it means to prepare y'all the way of the Lord. Is to start with the good news and say, how do we prepare this and how do we prepare ourselves to carry this on to the next generation? Were any of y'all, especially, you know, if you were ever in theater way back when, were any of y'all ever in Godspell? Duel? Sam? Anybody else? You were, Ashley? That makes four of us, because I was too. Our drama coach said, I want y'all to go home. This was first day of class, okay? Now, bear in mind, I had never taken a drama class before my sophomore year of high school. So I walk in, first day of class, and the teacher says, go home and make your costumes, because we are going to do Godspell. Imagine the wildest costume you can possibly imagine. Paint on it, draw on it, just do whatever you want. And I thought, this sounds like fun. And so I went and took an old Army t-shirt, and I dunked it in bleach, and then pulled it out, and that's what came out. And then I decided, I'm going to do that with just one leg. And so you'll notice one leg's brighter than the other. Dunk that one in. And then I was really into Jackson Pollock as a 15, 16-year-old, and so I'm going to splatter paint all over it, and then I'm just going to draw a bunch of random stuff on it. Now, this picture is before we performed, and so I apologize that I can't provide you with the makeup, because there was a lot of makeup involved in it, too. And don't you love the hair? Isn't that great hair? I thought about growing that back out. Not going to, I said I thought about it. But that was Godspell. Okay, so get that off the screen, Austin. Let's go back to the original. We'll go back to the original Godspell poster painted on the side of a wall. We as basically children, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, were jumping around the stage singing, prepare ye the way of the Lord. It's one of the songs out of Godspell. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And we're doing it in front of mainly our high school, because that's where we performed. First period, second period, third period, all the way to seventh period. You know, and our high school loved whenever we had performance days, because if you were in any English class, which was everybody all 4 years, you got to go to a performance in the theater, which meant you didn't have to go to English that day. You could come to the theater. And so we're jumping around singing, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I don't mind telling you, especially for me as a 15, 16-year-old functioning agnostic, I had no idea what I was singing. It wasn't going to be until the next year that I started taking all this Jesus stuff seriously. But I'm still jumping around stage in my acid wash jeans with Jackson Pollock splatter paint all over them, jumping around stage singing, prepare ye the way of the Lord. I don't know what we're doing. You know, we got in a lot of trouble with the Grand Prairie powers that be for doing Godspell. You know why? It's not probably why you think. It's because one of my best friends, Andre, played the Jesus character. And Andre was black. And in 1987, some people had some problems with that in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex of Texas. And I heard about it. And it really turned me off. It really turned me off as I was trying to at least start to explore what this means to follow this Jesus. But you know what kept me on the path? And I don't mind telling you. It was Andre during our performances of Godspell singing the teachings of Jesus. And I thought, I want to keep looking. So I kept looking. 16, 17. And there are some days where I really miss my 17-year-old faith. When things were simpler, when things made more sense, when I looked at the world and said, this is the world that belongs to the Lord, and all these things that Jesus teach us and all these things that Jesus say have a place. They have a place in my life and they have a place in yours. You know, there's been a lot of water under the bridge in my life and in your life since 1987. Some of you weren't born yet, and so there's probably been a lot of water under your bridge too. But I'd like to invite you here at the beginning of 2024 to rewind back to 1987 and imagine what it might be like in your own life and in our life as a church to say that this really comes down to something so simple as us joining together at the invitation of Jesus and saying together as the body of Christ that what we are going to be about as the people of God is a group of people who are set on singing and occasionally jumping around stage saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That this is who we can be even in 2024. That we are going to be about the good news of preparing the way of the Lord. Let's pray together. God, we today, as your people, join you in your work of creation. We say yes to you as we stand before you as the people of God. We commit to you today that we will follow, that we will live the teachings of Jesus, and that we will look for opportunities to be people of your love in a world that sometimes seems disinterested, but in a world that sometimes seems so hungry and thirsty for your presence. We give ourselves to you today to be your people that represent your love to this world. In the name of Jesus, amen.